This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, train hard, live large with INC Sports Nutrition.
Stephen Motlop is on the line to join us on the late trade for NAB Trade Radio. Thanks for your time today, Stephen.
No worries. How you going?
Now that we're well, mate. Now that it's all done and you've accepted Port Adelaide before the weekend came and went, it must be a pretty good feeling right now to know where your future is officially.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a bit of a stressful time for the last couple of weeks, and really good to get it done and get over to Adelaide. I'm really looking forward to it. So,
take us through it if you can, bearing in mind there was obviously some confidentialities around what happened, but the Powers seemed to be very intent early in the piece, didn't they, to go and get you and Tom Rockliffe across the line. Did you make your considerations based on Tom and potentially others coming to the club as well?
Well, yeah, one of the reasons why I thought I'm playing footy is I want to win a premiership. So, in the end, I thought they're getting some good players in, like Tommy Rockliffe, and they've got a great bunch already. And I think they're going to be able to. We're going to be able to contend next year. So, my decision was really based around that.
Okay, and again, Stephen, now that you've made your decision and you've taken up the free agency status around yourself to leave, why was it that you ultimately wanted to leave your initial club, the Cats?
I think one thing that's really important to me is my family, and my brother Daniel lives over in Adelaide, and we've got a business over there as well, and my cousin Marlon works at Port Adelaide as well. So I think, you know, family's the most important thing to me, and if I'm happy off the field, hopefully, you know, it's going to make me play some good footy as well. So, I mean, and it's not that I wasn't happy at Geelong, I was very happy, but yeah, obviously I'm going to love being around my family.
Stephen, Terry Wallace here. Congratulations on the new move and the new opportunities that presents. The Port Adelaide Football Club have really had a strong Indigenous program for a long period of time. You've only got to go back to their premiership victory and how many of the boys played such a starring roles in that. Did that part play any part of, you know, the decision making at all?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and the guys that they've recruited in the last few years have gone over to Port Adelaide and played some really good footy as well. You see Paddy Ryder there, and you know, Angus Monfries went over there and played some good footy as well. So that really sold me as well.
How much, it appeared you were courted by three clubs, obviously the Gold Coast and Adelaide being the other two. How much time and effort did you put into it, or were you really sort of sold on what Port Adelaide were offering?
No, I was really impressed with the Crows and also the Suns as well. I mean, yeah, it made the decision really tough, but in the end, I sort of went with you know, what I thought was best for me, with my family being there, so and that sort of connection.
Stephen, now that again it is all public and you've made this decision, which you're really happy about, and you're giving us some detail to now, when was it in your mind that you knew that you weren't going to be staying with the Cats?
Well, I really wanted to play the season out, and I thought we had a really big chance this year at Geelong to contend for the premiership, and so I was always committed to doing that, and then I sort of had to sit down with my family after the season finished and really think about what I wanted to do, and yeah, I'm really happy with the decision I made, I suppose.
Okay, and the way this the finals series unfolded for you, for obviously the club and yourself, was disappointing given you fell well short ultimately, but you personally responded to a poor performance in the qualifying final with really, really good games in the semi-final and preliminary final. Did you feel that helped you get some real leverage on your deals?
I'm pretty confident with my footy and how I can play, so I knew if I kept working hard and kept my work rate up in games, you know, I'd get results. So I just kept working hard, and I was pretty lucky to play some good footy. So,
Stephen, just on a bit of a lighter note, we all noticed that you were touring around the Suns, the Crows, the Power, wearing your Cats backpack. Port Adelaide got to supply you with a Newey?
Yeah, I hope so.
Where are you going to live there, mate?
I'm not too sure yet. I'll sit down with my girlfriend and look at a few houses, and I've heard Henley Beach is a pretty good area, so little bit of an upmarket though, but we'll see what happens.
Sure. Your relationship with Ken Hinckley, can you take us behind the scenes with that?
I sort of only had 1 year with Kenny at Geelong, so wasn't really close with him, but yeah, he did really sell me. He sold it to me that to go there. He's a very passionate man, and people speak really highly of him at Geelong, so that sold me as well.
What did he sell?
Oh, just his connection, I think, with the players and how much the players love him as well. So, yeah, it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to working with him.
Stephen, just going back on the opportunity that presents itself for Port Adelaide, I've thought that there was two clubs, the one you come from and Port Adelaide, that most of their players were right in that right age bracket to have a serious crack at it at the moment. And Geelong's been that way by stacking up with, you know, 27-year-olds over the last couple of years. Port Adelaide seems to be right in that window as well. And, I mean, that must be pretty exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've got, you know, Robbie Gray, Travis Boak, Chad Wingard, all these guys, they're really good players, and I've always admired them, watching them and respected them playing against them, and I'm looking forward to playing with them as well. So,
severing the contact you've had with the Geelong Footy Club, Stephen, how tough emotionally was it, given your relationships with obviously the overall club, but some individuals in Nakai Cockatoo and Brandon Parfitt?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of fun working with Brandon Parfitt and Nakai this year, and it definitely was tough, but, you know, I suppose it's footy, and I've given them all a call, and they know that's sort of how footy goes. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm really excited, and I'm looking forward to the fresh start.
Yeah, the fresh start nature of it, Stephen, is that really, really crucial to what you wanted to do? Because obviously you were going to be still very wanted by Geelong, and you've chosen to leave, and that's your right, and you're well within your rights to explore those options. But just the fresh start element to it, just if you can explain just how exciting that is for you right now.
Oh, I mean, it's very important. Like I said, with my family over there, I'm going to be really comfortable over there, and I think the way I train and the way I play will fit in with the Port Adelaide Footy Club. So I'm looking forward to getting in, meeting all the guys, and trying to earn some respect from them.
Sure. And Stephen, when the Cats lost, invariably the focus went to yourself on occasions. Did you feel at times you were unfairly critiqued, either internally or externally, in those losses?
No, not really. I always tried to play my role as best as I could for Geelong, and inside Geelong, I think everybody knew that as well. And they're such a great club, and Geelong always supported me. So, yeah.
Yeah. And how hard was it to tell people who you'd spent a lot of time with and had a lot of involvement with at the Cats when you did tell them you were leaving?
Oh, very hard. It was difficult. I've been there, you know, for 9 years, and had a lot of good relationships with a lot of good people. So I've learned a lot at that footy club, and I'll always be respected, and I'll be a Geelong man at my heart. So it was difficult, yeah.
Yep. And the first approach from Port, I mean, you mentioned the connection there with Ken Hinckley, and you've also mentioned Travis Boak, that the playing group was seemingly very keen to get you across. Was that something that they did in a way that really and immediately got your attention?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was sort of Kenny, and just knowing that how much the guys at the footy club really respect Kenny, and they really want to play for him too. So it's a big club, Port Adelaide, and my brother played there as well. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Sure. Well, thanks for sharing the story today on Trade Radio, Stephen.
No worries. Too easy.